such good energy. Do you feel it? You brought it in with you. Yes. I think probably it started with Pat and Charles' workshop this morning. And it's been growing ever since. Yes. You can turn me up. Not on. Up. Well, actually, I mean, he is cute. Okay. So, the energy, I was speaking of the energy in this room, and it is really high. You guys are really bringing it in together. And I was saying that I think probably Pat and Charles had something to do with that this morning. All of the good energy. Let's give them a hand. Thank you, Pat and Charles. That's a good start to our week. Oh, I don't see her. Oh, okay, I was wondering if she was invisible. Okay, hopefully she'll be here some evening.
Yes, she will.
Okay, that'll be good. I'll get to see her. Okay, I think one thing that would be fun to start off tonight would be to have each one of you stand up, turn around, and say what your name is and where you come from. And Maureen, would you like to start it?
I'm a little shy, but I'll do it.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm Maureen, and I'm from White Rock, Canada, right across the border. And I face, you know, Washington State, so I'm waving at you every day.
Great.
I'm Lynn Eldings, and I'm from Asheville, North Carolina. And happy to be here.
Thank you. And?
I'm Bill, and I'm just down the road at Port Angeles.
Great. Originally from Kentucky.
My name.
My name's Daryl, and I'm from Round Rock, Texas, right outside of Austin.
Great.
And I'm Susan Gray, and I'm from Round Rock.
I'm Susan Gray from Round Rock, Texas, and I'm married to Daryl.
Gray.
I'm Josie Johnson Rogers, and I'm from Hammond, Indiana.
Gray. Gray.
I'm Desiree DeAngelis, and I'm originally from California. Have been searching to come here for many, many years and finally made it, and I want to stay.
So she's looking for a place to stay.
Thank you.
Yes, Desiree is looking for a place to land here in Sequim. So if anybody has a room to rent or half a house or et cetera, talk with Desiree because she's really turned on to be here.
My name is Lynette Lopez, and I'm from Miami, Florida.
Yay. I'm Johannes from Miami, Florida.
Welcome.
I'm Heidi Sherman, and I'm from Vero Beach, Florida.
Yay. Yay.
I'm Nancy Souden from Whistler, B.C.
Great.
I'm Kimberly Maroney, and I'm from down the road, Port Angeles.
Great.
I'm Darlene Haynes, and I'm from Victoria, B.C., and I get to wave to all of you here in Washington as well.
Hey. I'm Jane Keyes, and I'm from Maple Ridge, B.C., and we can't wave to you guys, but we can send our love.
Well, thank you.
I'm Aaron Keyes, the other half of this one, and I'm really pleased to be here. It's always good to feel that I'm part of a big family, and that's the energy is always something that mm-hmm. I go back home and think, oh, what a letdown, you know, after being here.
Hey.
I'm David Ross, and I'm from Vancouver, Canada. So wonderful to be here again.
Great.
Hi, I'm Donna Snell, and it's always a difficult question to answer, where are you from?
Uh-huh.
Because we are actually between houses, but Vancouver, Canada will suffice. Thank you.
And Panama.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My name is Kenna Raymond, and I'm from Pennsylvania, just about 2 hours east of Pittsburgh in a little town called Johnstown. And I always love being here, and I'm very grateful to be here and with all of you folks.
Everybody, welcome to the peninsula. We love it here. I was born here and back in the Depression and lived there all my life and really enjoy it. Thank you.
What's your name? Hey. Your name?
Jerry Austin.
Right.
Ted Meske from Kendrick, Idaho.
Idaho.
Hey. I'm Don Robinson. I'm from Oakland, California.
Hey.
And I'm Trudy Robinson from Oakland, California.
Hey.
And I'm Charlotte Walter, and I'm from Los Angeles, and I'm thrilled to be here.
Great.
I'm Eva McGinnis from Port Angeles and the Pleiades before that.
Right.
I'm Charles Mawson. I'm from God's Waiting Room for Heaven, which is what we call SQUIM.
Right.
And I'm Pat Mawson, and we're right from... You can see our house from here. We're from SQUIM.
Great.
I'm Anastasia White, and I also live here in SQUIM.
Great.
And I am Tim West, and I also live here in SQUIM.
Yay!
Yeah. I'm Matt Noonan. This is Teddy, and we're both from Palm Springs, California.
Great.
I'm Jeff Gilbert, and from San Diego, but living in Mount Shasta.
Wow. Very good. Very good. One of the things that we want to do is to have a kind of an informational contest with you guys as to who has come the farthest, and it might be Miami, probably. Anyway, okay, who's the oldest here? Tim. Yeah, this incarnation. Yes, this incarnation. And who's the youngest?
Teddy.
Yeah, probably Teddy. And also, let's see. Oh, who has come to the most advances? Yeah, count. Oh, you'll need more than one hand.
You.
Yeah, that could be true. Okay, I'm disqualified. 19?
Wow, 17 years until
2000
and 2 years before that. 19.
Wow.
Well.
Can. Right.
Wow.
Yeah, I am. But I'm disqualified. I'm going to put this sheet back on the table there, and you can sign up your name and whatever qualification, like how many years and so forth, because on Friday night we will have prizes for the youngest, the oldest, the one who came the farthest, and the one who's been to the most advances. So... put your thinking caps on, count up how many you've been here for how many years, and we might have runner-up as well, so that'll be fun. So, let me check my list of things to cover. Okay. Well, we're moving right along. That's great. there's a thank you to Pat and Charles for their workshop. And now tomorrow, we have two more workshops coming up. One in the morning, yes, by Eva. And Eva, do you want to come up and say a few words about your workshop?
Are we having fun yet?
Yeah, more joy.
And that's what we're going to do tomorrow, is up our receiving ability for more joy and find more ways in which to express that joy and be that joy. And I have some free books to give away, an RX for joy, affirmation book for every day of the year to promote joy and well-being. So everybody who comes will have first choice at that. So we're going to have a wonderful time. We're going to do some wonderful exercises, talk with each other, wear nice loose clothing. If it's nice, we might do some physical exercises outside, real gentle, bringing in spirit, really getting the joy up into our very cells. So for practice tonight, smile. Because Jeshua tells us that's where it starts, smile. So that's what's going to be happening tomorrow morning. Please come at 10 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you. And then in the afternoon, we have Kimberly and the Angels.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes. That's a hard act to follow.
So take a breath with me. Mm-hmm. How about one more of those? We're gonna be breathing with the angels tomorrow. So the scriptures tell us that Jeshua had angels always with him, supporting him, guiding him, protecting him, nurturing him, helping him always. We also have angelic beings with us always. So we're going to do some group regression tomorrow, going back to our life with Yeshua and connecting in with those angels in ways that none of us could possibly imagine until tomorrow. It's going to be celestial and divine, I can assure you that. And the other thing that's going to be fun is, as I was exploring and questioning what different points in Yeshua's lifetime we wanted to explore tomorrow, the baptism with John the Baptist was one. Mm. So we're going to actually be doing a baptism tomorrow, short form of the baptism, to bring in the Holy Spirit to acknowledge who we are, the amazing beings that we are, and to really feel how pleased the heavens is with us. And then we're going to finish up with the resurrection and the ascension, elevating ourselves into our Christ consciousness and our God selves. So I'm very happy about that.
It's going to be fun. Very good. Okay. Now we have a special treat. Each evening we have someone who is going to open for Jeshua. It's our own Bill Evans.
Tomorrow sounds like it's going to be I don't even know what word to use. It's going to be great. That's and we're going to have lots of joy in doing it. And that is kind of the theme of this whole week. The joy that we can express, the joy that we can share, the joy that we have, that we are. So we're going to get ready each night for Jeshua's presentation by doing and expressing our own joy. Now tonight, what we're going to do, you're going to be getting a piece of paper, and we're going to let you fill out that paper. If anyone, you'll need a pencil, paper, to fill it out with. I have one if you want to share it, and, I got a pen that doesn't write too well. But we're going to do something that Joshua mentioned last night. He said that we would have a bowl full of joy. I've got the bowl. You fill out your joy. Now, on all those papers, you put down something that gives you joy. It's not always something that you're thankful for, but because sometimes what you're thankful for doesn't always give you joy until after you think about it. But something that is the joy in your life. Write it down, and we're going to put it in this bowl. And we're going to have a joy bowl. A joyful, a full joy bowl. Or something like that. Everyone got a paper? Here, I'll start passing that around. Just fold it up and put it in that bowl to express our joy, because this is what we are. We really are that joy. You don't have to put your name on it, Josie, no. Unless you want to. Now, everybody who has finished, when you finish writing it and putting it in the bowl, stand up and stretch. Oh, we're going to stretch for joy, all right? Just going to stretch for joy. When you finish writing it, stretch for joy, because we're going to really stretch ourselves this week. Again, Stacia. All right, now you can sit down afterwards.
Thank you.
Did he write okay?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, good. Now we're going to take that bowl of joy. And remember your joy that's in there. And yay! You finished it! And say, bring that bowl up here. Dan's ready. Okay. This bowl is overflowing with joy. Okay. Just like we are going to be. We're going to be like this bowl. Overflowing with joy. We'll do that. And now, I've always wanted to say that. Here's Joshua.
Okay. Thank you, beloved one. Wow. Excellent. Most excellent. The energy has reached and beyond the rafters. Very, very good. Beloved ones, it is my joy to be amongst you in this way. It is my joy to look into the eyes of love and to feel the resonance of happiness that you have expressed and that you have said to each other. You are happy to be here. You have made plans and you have followed through on the plans, and here you are to celebrate your joy with each one. It is a most auspicious time to be here. As you have felt, many of you have felt that there are changes happening and also changes that you want to see happening. It is a time when there is very much that is in flux, and you sometimes feel that it's going to be okay, and other times you're not quite so sure how it's going to be. But with the energy that you are sharing, that you are feeling, that you are bringing forth in this week and this time that you share with each other, you are going to anchor your love and your knowing that everything truly is heaven on earth. Now, I know that when you listen to some of your news media, even when you listen to some of your friends and acquaintances, there is a question as to, is this really okay? Am I really going to be safe? Am I really going to have joy in my life? And the answer to that is a resounding yes, because you have decreed it. You have decreed it in this day by all of the energy that you just exhibited, and you have decreed it before the incarnation truly. You have set for yourself a certain time that you will come together with like-minded friends and you will establish that which you remember from before time began. That place of joy that knows no duality, that place of joy from which you have come and to which you will return. The energy that you just exhibited is going to take you there on the wings of that energy. You have decreed it. It has been heard by the angels. It has been heard by your true self, capital S. And you will be seeing in the days and years to come the outpicturing of what you know your true nature to be. Because your true nature, beloved ones, is not to suffer. It is not to be in the world and to suffer all of the world language and things that other ones may say to you. That is not your true nature. Yes, you can pay attention to it and then let it go. You know this over the head? Okay, you can let it go. And you can live in your nature of pure joy. Now, joy has many faces. Joy has the face that you just felt, that upliftment and the language, yes, of the small ones. Joy has the face of exuberance, where you are so happy that that you have to allow it to be expressed. And it is happening. The four-footed ones, as we spoke last evening, they are very much tuned in to the mind-to-mind communication. And what I was describing for them, they know very well, because they like to play. They are exuberant. That is a face of love. But a face of love and a face of joy, they go hand in hand together. And the face of joy can sometimes be just the smile. Just to be in a place of quiet peace that knows that there is nothing to fear, nothing that is going to disturb the calm peace of your soul. You are going to be living from your soul more and more in the days to come, because this is what you have said before this incarnation that you wanted to know and to express. You will live from that place of the joy of true being. Easy joy. Not a joy that has to come up and to say to someone, well, I'm going to give you my joy and you'd better take it. Not that kind. But the joy that goes from heart to heart, the place of the soul expressing its peace and its knowing of true being, capital B. You have said from the time you took the first breath of this incarnation that you would live according to your soul's purpose. Now, you have not always known what the soul's purpose was. In fact, you have done a bit of the questioning and wondering, what is my soul's purpose? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? And oh my goodness, I know I'm going to fail at it. I have heard you in your quiet times when you have asked of yourself, how can I live my true purpose? How can I be in the world but not of the world? How can I live my light, my love, in a place that truly resonates with chaos. When you look upon the world happenings, and I'm not speaking here of Earth, I'm speaking of the world. When you look upon the world happenings, it is sometimes difficult to see the joy in it, to see the love. But truly, it is always there. You are ones who have what is called the homing pigeon. You have a sense that knows where you are coming from, where you have come from, and where you are going with it. Now, I know there are some days that you feel you've gone off to this side, some days you've gone off to this side, and you wonder, where is my true center? And then the secret that you have found, your center, your sense of peace, your sense of knowing who and truly you are, comes from that place of the deep breath. It is as simple as that. Now the mind will say, well, that is too simple. I have to figure out how to be safe in the world. I have to figure out all the right answers, because there are going to be ones who are going to come up to me and they're going to question what I am telling them, what I am living, how I am living. And they are going to be right up in my face. And you have had ones who have been right up in your face asking, what is your truth and how can you express it? It is as simple as that. You love. You take the deep breath, you extend love, and you live in simplicity of knowing joy. Not always the exuberance of joy. That is for your own, the gift that you give to yourself. Sometimes it is a bit, as you have seen, a bit overwhelming to ones who aren't quite ready for it yet. And so then you kind of dial it down a little bit. It is still joy. It still comes from that place of peace within. But in a way that others will feel they can approach you, and you can speak their language, you can smile. You know the power of a smile. There were many times, a most famous one, at the questioning before the crucifixion, when I was asked, who do you say that you are? Because there were ones saying that I said I was king of the Jews, that I had come to establish a new realm, a new kingdom. And this is true. I had come to remind you of the kingdom of joy that is always within you, because it is you. But when I was asked, who do you say? I gave the smile. I did not have to give a whole paragraph about all of my credentials. I smiled and did not say. Because the truth is evident. When you look upon one who truly knows his, her place of peace, her place of, his place of joy, it shows. All of the worry lines that you have cultivated disappear in that place of peace, that place of joy. All of the uptightness that you have sometimes carried, you carry a lot of it right here, until you take that deep breath and the body relaxes. And then you take another deep breath and you feel the peace that comes with that deep breath. It is as simple as that. It is sometimes seemingly too simple. Ones came to me 2,000 years ago. Ones call upon me in this day and time, and they want to know a formula. How can I know my true soul's purpose? How can I live in peace, in joy. How can I know that I am divinely directed? And the world will give you all of the steps of 1, 2, 3 that you can follow. And I have seen you follow those steps to the place where you say, but I don't feel any more peaceful. I still feel that there is a piece missing. It is my peace that is missing, as they say, as you have said. And it comes with acknowledging that you have it always with you. It is a gift that you have brought with you on the very first breath that you took in this incarnation. You did not come unprepared. Now, I know the world will say to you that you'd better shape up. You'd better learn all of these things. You'd better study the various textbooks. You'd better study until you get so tired and the eyes go crossed and you cannot read another word. Then you stop and you take the deep breath. And with that breath comes peace. And if you will stay with it, it will gift you the knowing of who and what you are. You are the peace that you seek. You are the joy that you seek. You are the love that you seek. And all you have to do is give it away. Know you the feeling when you fall in love? Someone catches your eye and you fall in love with what they seemingly mean to you. And there is an expansion that happens. You feel like there is joy in the world. There is reason for being. Capture that again. You know that feeling. You know it well. All of you. You have fallen in love with someone or something. Sometimes you fall in love with an idea of a career. And that is good. And you follow that. A lot of times you fall in love with a four-footed one. And that is very good because it opens up your chakras, your power points within the body. You know that feeling as you take the deep breath. You know that feeling of opening up all of the center points within the body. When you listen to certain tones, you can resonate. You resonate with certain musical tones, and it opens the chakras. And you know, as you had example in this morning, of the vibration of tones, and you could feel and resonate with certain ones that were moving the energy of the chakras. It is as simple as can be. Even a child, especially a child, can do it. But when you fall in love, there is an expansion of your being. There's an expansion of joy. There's an expansion that you move into because you are ready to give. You are ready to give your love to someone or to something. And the heart chakra, as it can be measured, at that time opens. It expands. And a lot of the other chakras within the body follow suit and open. And you are ready to share yourself with yourself. The other one, as they seemingly seem to be separate, and yet when you are in love with them, there is no separation. You are very much on that wave of feeling love. I make a prediction. I do not often make prophecy, because as soon as I make it, you go out and change it. But I make a prophecy, a prediction, and you can take it if you want to, or you can leave it here in this room. But I make the prediction that within the next 12 months, you are going to fall in love, head over heels over head over heels, in love with your true self. There may be someone in the altar who seems to be a catalyst for it. But in truth, you will be acknowledging the true self of you, the love self of you. Many of you have the feeling that there is someone that you are already in companionship with, and they may be the one who unlocks the door, the heart. Or it may be someone that you haven't met yet, or it may be a four-footed one. And it can be anyone, because you are going to fall in love with yourself, the true self of you. And when you do that, your joy is full and overflowing. That is why we often talk about love, even human love. Do not hold it back. Give it every opportunity that you have a chance. Love, appreciate, look for that which can be shared openly with someone. To say, I really resonate with you. When you smile like that, I feel myself responding. And it is so true. And they may be in that same wavelength with you. Oftentimes they will. Other times they may say, no, I can't go there. I am not worthy. They don't say those words, but that is the feeling. I'm not worthy to go there to have your love. But I say to them, try it. You might like it. And it is okay. Oftentimes, ones will start with loving me. One Yeshua. Because I'm up there somewhere and it's safe enough to love me because you've been taught that I am love. Okay, well, I am love. But so are you. And when you will allow yourself to start loving anyone who stands before you or sits next to you or even passes you in the grocery store, you become the emissary, my emissary of love. And your world is calling out for love. Your world is calling out for healing. And when you stand in a space of loving everyone, they become beautiful. So beautiful. One time we will need to do the photography of one, each one of you, when you are in love. And see the vibration in that photograph of you. Because you come alive. It is an expansion of the light. Each and every one. Look at this face. Look at this smile. It is enough to make one feel open and happy. That is what you feel, right? Yes, you do. You were attracted to each other, seemingly from other distances, and yet, from before the incarnation, there was an agreement that you would come together and travel together. You have found it. And the heart opens. You try to keep it all in order. You try to keep it all within. You are a very good master at doing that. And yet, beloved one, you wear your heart on the outside of your shirt. And everyone loves you. Go ahead. You're allowed to blush. Very good. Very good. It is so great to feel the love in this room, to be able to look at the visage, the face of each one of you, and to see the love that is there to be shared. And if you are in your store that sells the foodstuffs, the groceries or whatever, when you are pushing the cart, stop for a moment and look around and see the faces of the other ones And if you happen to stop, and they do not stop, you're going to have opportunity to see them. And they are having opportunity then to see you and to smile and say, oh, sorry. And the big smile goes on your face. And then they are wondering, what does she see? And they may even go home and ask the mate at home, do I look any different? Do I have a spot on my face or something? They're wondering why you smiled at them. And that is okay. Joy comes in many different ways, many different impulses of joy. Some of you have been taught that you have to keep the joy inside. Perhaps the parents, the mother, the father was very strict with you, and you were not to show the emotions. You were not to be happy. Good heavens. How could you be happy in a world that they find or found to be a struggling place? How could you, at the small size that you are, how could you understand the world? And how could you be happy in it? And there have been some of you who have had to put on certain armor to seemingly protect yourself. Because sometimes there was the feeling of the hard knocks, literally the hard knock. And so either the physical and definitely the emotional. And so you have armored yourself. But that which you are shows so plainly that the only one you're hiding it from is yourself. Allow yourself in this evening, and especially in the morning when you get up, to look in the mirror. First thing, with the hair all messed up, you know, you have that bed head, you know. And look at that and laugh. Allow yourself to feel the laughter bubbling up from inside. Because truly, beloved ones, it does not matter whether you have the hair all combed beautifully. Yeah, there you go. The freedom of it, yes. And those of you who may not have too much on top, yes, you can see what you can do with it. And smile at yourself in the mirror. Smile and say, good morning, beloved one. Do that. First thing in the morning, especially before you have combed the hair, because it is going to make you laugh anyway. Take yourself lightly. Because I do. I take you lightly. I see your light, and I love your light. And I love how you share it with other ones. And other ones are wanting you to share, to open up their heart, and to tell them, maybe not so much in words, but in actions, that they are safe to love, to smile. Because so many of the ones in your world go with the mind very busy as to what they have to do in that day. They have their lists of what has to be done, where they have to go. They feel that they are not good enough because that's what they've been told by the parents growing up, by the family. Perhaps they were the one who was not quite as quick in the family. Maybe an older brother, sister was more speedy at giving the correct answer. And they felt oftentimes that they were overlooked. And so they feel that they are not worthy. And then you look at them and you really see into their eyes and you behold who they really are. And you love that which they are. And they can feel your love. And they know it's not a mental thing. It's not because you're reading, well, he got an A in algebra, she got an A in literature, or any of the mental things. You are seeing past all of that to the heart of them. Because you know who and what they are. and it can change. It will change their life. And it takes only one instant to change somebody's life, to change their outlook on what they have thought themselves to be. And you look at them and you love them, you support them in words and sometimes in deeds, and their whole life in that instant changes. That is how powerful the Christ is. This one over here, he does that quite often with his sense of humor, where he will push the buttons. And sometimes people push back, and sometimes they wonder, where is he coming from? Same with you. They wonder, how can you be amongst the people the way you are with all of those crazy antics that they do? They come and they present you with all kinds of debris. I use that as a good word. You might use it as a four-letter word. I'm not sure, but anyway.
The ships come in all the time.
Yes, exactly. And this is what you do. You smile, and you go and clean it up in one way or another.
And keep looking for the pony.
And keep looking for the pony, exactly. It has to be in there somewhere. You have changed many ones' lives in the short time that you have been in this incarnation. Would you care to know the number?
Okay.
You're ready for this? Okay. It is 79 and counting, because you are not finished yet. Where you have turned their life around because of how they saw you react to something or not react. And this is true for all of you. As you go every day and you are in the discourse with ones, you have opportunity to look them in the eye and change their life. Because how you see them makes an imprint on their understanding of who they are. And then they look at you and they think, well, you know, he's a little bit strange. Maybe I can be a little bit strange. And you give them permission just by the way you look, just by the eye-to-eye contact that you make. And then you bring the little furry one out, and their heart melts. Yes, it is. You behold that, yes. And it happens to... Exactly.
Just going down the aisle, people see him and watch their whole energy change.
Exactly. The aura changes, yes. And not only in that moment, but they carry that with them as they go in the other days to follow, because they have felt an easement, an easiness that was not struck down as sometimes in the growing up years. Maybe someone has looked at them and they have said, don't smile that way. You don't look good when you smile that way. Don't wear your hair that way. That doesn't look good on you, or whatever. And that is only their opinion. It, in truth, carries no weight. Except if you take it and you internalize it, then it can become a very heavy weight. And all of you have said that you would experience humanhood, that you would come and you would be amongst the people, the same as the brothers and sisters, that you would go through some of the growing up pains, that you would live a human life with all of its twists and turns. As I said, when I came 2,000 years ago, I said I wanted to know human life. And I have said to you oftentimes the reason for that, how could I teach, how could I be a rabbi if I did not know what you were experiencing? I was very human, as you are. But I also connected with my divine self. I was fortunate enough that I had teachers, such as you, who came and showed me a door, a window, into another way of being. I called to myself masters, as you have done. And sometimes the masters weren't always as easy to be with, but they taught you how to be resilient and how to go within and to say, this is who I am. It does not matter how you see me. This is who I am. And I learned that at a very early age because I had playmates. And I had playmates who were taller, broader, faster than I. My cousin John, he was 9 months older than I and had a stocky build. He was muscular from the very beginning. And I tried to keep up with him, but I couldn't. And so you have heard the story because I have told it. I was quite dejected because he was better at jumping in the river and swimming. I jumped in the river and I went down to the bottom. I was like, whoa, wait a sec. And I had to learn to swim. So my self-image was not exactly what you would call completely rounded out because I looked to John and I thought, I should be doing what he is doing. So my earthly father, one Joseph, who will be speaking with you tomorrow in the evening, he said, Yeshua, go and sit by flowing water. Go and watch the water. It does not judge itself. It only flows. If it comes to a rock, it goes around or over. But it does not stop and say, well, I am a failure as water. It just keeps flowing. So I went and I sat by the water. And while I was doing that, I remembered to breathe deeply. And there was a sense of peace that came to me from within. A sense of peace that said, I am okay. I may be a little different pattern, and there are things that I can do that my cousin John probably can't do, but that's not what matters. Not the comparison, but the acknowledging of true being. And so, there were a few times. I am not going to say that everything came in just one sitting. There were times when my father, Joseph, had to send me back out to sit by the water again. So you do not need to feel that if you have gone and sat by the water and talked to yourself and you didn't feel any different, you didn't fail. Sometimes you have to go back several times and look deeply into the water to see its nature and to know that your divine nature is of the same flow, and to be happy with self, to find joy in self, not in comparison. If you do comparison, you're always going to fail, because there's always going to be someone who seems to be more beautiful, more handsome, more athletic, more worldly wise, more musical, whatever. Always going to be someone. That is their talent, attribute. Does not have to be yours. What you have is precious. What you have, each one of you, what you have is precious, unique to you. Find it, and you will find your joy. Look in the mirror, as I have said, in the morning. Allow yourself to look at the bedhead. Oh, heaven to Betsy. Yes. And love yourself. There is a book that was written, To Love Yourself, Fat Thighs and All. In other words, some of the women especially want to be svelte, you know, just perfectly modeled. So you do that for a while, and then that apple pie is so good, and then a little bit more goes around the waist, and then you think, oh no, I've got to take that off. I've got to exercise. I've got to get out there and get in shape. Who is judging? Does it matter? The joy that you feel in eating that apple pie is worth it. And do not worry about what the body does with those pieces of energy. You are good just the way you are. Every bit. Look for your joy. After you have done the bedhead and you've looked in the mirror and you have been able to smile at self in the mirror, then look for the joy. Allow yourself to laugh, because I guarantee you're probably going to look a little bit strange, but that's okay. Find your joy. Look in the mirror and see one thing, one physical thing, or spiritual, as it shines through your eyes, that signals to you your joy. And if you want to be of the kind who has the journal and you want to write it down, write it down. And if you just want to remember it, that is okay too. You have had a moment, or maybe longer, of joy. And you will carry it with you all day. Even if there's someone who comes up right in your face and says, where is that memorandum you were supposed to give me at 3 o'clock, and it's not on my desk right now? And you remember the joy that you had in the morning when you looked at yourself in the mirror and you were beholding the love light in your eyes, looking at self. And you say, with a deep breath, it's right here. And you give it to them. Because you can do miracles. You can do miracles. You do them all the time anyway. Your awakening in every morning is a miracle. When you first awaken, thank yourself for creating another day. Allow yourself to know how creative, how wonderful you are in making another day to experience, and what you are going to find in that day. You put a lot into every day. Your joy is very much like the cup that I have spoken of. It is full and overflowing. Every day, count the times that you have been happy about something. And if you have a day when you can only find one thing, that's okay. Now, I know you can find at least one thing. Even if you say, well, at least I've got hair to mess up, or whatever. The simple joys. And then the bigger joys, where you go out amongst the friends and you literally turn on their light by smiling at them. This is what you do. And if you are in the marketplace and you smile at ones, they may, I've seen this happen. You smile at one and they turn around to see who you're smiling at. They think perhaps they're not worthy to have your smile. So go every day with a smile. Live as the smiley one, because you are. And then, if you want to have a joy bowl, you can write it down and put it in the bowl. You may find that you have several so many things, you're going to need several pieces of paper to write on. And that is okay. Or you may have just one. But I guarantee you will find at least one. One piece of joy. And probably more. Joy is connecting with your true self, the inner self of you, the self that is innocent, the self that literally does not know how to suffer, how to judge. It is the innocence, the not knowing of what the world will say you should know, you have to know, etc. It is the true recognition of who you are, the innocence of the Holy Child. That is who you are. That is who I am. That is who we as the one that we are is expressing in a world that does not understand and does not want to. But that's okay. You don't have to change the world. You don't even have to be in the world for most of the day. Now, I know there are certain things that you have to attend to. If you are driving your vehicle, you'd better be in the world to some degree. But apart from that, go with a joyful heart. Know that truly you make your day as you go along. And if you get up in the morning and you are grumpy, and this can happen, I have seen it happen, allow yourself to laugh at the old grump that you see in the mirror. Yes. Allow yourself to laugh. I don't feel like laughing. I'm really upset. He said to me, and it was wrong, but he said, and everybody heard him say, and that really hurt. And I don't know why he said that to me, but I just don't really feel good about going back and seeing him again. Wonder what would happen if I went back and I acted like it never happened. I wonder if I could, maybe I could play that script. Oh, I'll try it. Then you have changed the script. You have gone back and you have acted like, well, doesn't matter. And it doesn't. Whatever he, she said is just where they are coming from. And it makes no difference to you. To the real you. So you just look at it and throw it away. This was something that I had to learn because, you see, I wanted to be a rabbi. I wanted to be looked up to. I wanted to teach. I wanted to share the goodness that I knew to be within each and every one of us. But there were some people who didn't like me. They didn't like me to the point where they required that I have the big spikes pounded into my hands and my feet and the sword in my side. They didn't like me. And I had to come to a place of understanding that it really didn't matter. You have had a great master with you for some time who had a saying that is a very good saying, and I know that you know it. Everything matters, but not very much. In other words, don't let it trip you up. You are the innocent child. You are the extension of life eternal. In human life, yes, there are going to be the ups and downs. But what is that to thee? Follow thou me, the Christ, the true self of you. Follow the Christ of you. It is not hidden from you. It is in plain sight. It is what you see in the mirror in the morning. Smile and be happy. That is the Christ. So be it.